battle depicted is a battle between the Romans on the right and the Sabines on the left. The woman in the middle, with arms outspread, is Hersilia. She was the daughter of the Sabine Tatius, who's on the left, but she was also the wife of the Roman Romulus on the right. She is depicted begging for peace. She had been kidnapped from Sabine 3 years earlier by the Romans, who needed women. Eventually, the Sabines had come to avenge their women's kidnappings, but at this point, revenge would only hurt the innocents who related to both, their children. At this point in the revolution in France, the political parties were so at war with each other that this painting was seen as a cry for a peace worth fighting for. So let's talk about Napoleon. Was he a tall man? Let's find out. Napoleon had been an officer and lieutenant in the army, but returned to France to stage a coup when he heard how the Directory was behaving and saw their weakness as political opportunity. Napoleon is often described as incredibly short. In fact, there are theoretical complexes and stereotypes that are named after Napoleon that revolve around people who are short and the psychological impact that may have on them. These theories are largely debated and disputed, much like Napoleon's actual height. Often, Napoleon is listed as being 5'2". However, those are probably French measurements, which are slightly larger than British measurements. When his French height and history was translated into English and into British measurement, the British just kind of left them untranslated, and then ran a lot of cartoon propaganda that advertised him as rather short. Napoleon hated being depicted as short, which gave British cartoonists a very easy joke to make. In the time of unrest between the French and British after 1803, Napoleon was frequently featured in satirical cartoons as being a short and angry man, and in the 200 years that followed, that quote-unquote joke has been repeated as fact. In reality, it is likely that he was actually around 5'6" or 5'7", which would have been slightly above average height for men of his time. In some French paintings, he may have appeared shorter because he is often depicted with an elite squad of soldiers who are all known for being extremely tall for their day. The French and the British have a long history of fighting between themselves, and it looks that while Napoleon and the French may have tried their best to rout the British, historically the Brits got the last laugh on Napoleon, albeit it's a bit of a petty victory. After Napoleon's successful coup of the Directory, he took control of France in 1799. When the Empire was declared in 1804, Jacques-Louis David was given the official role of court painter. In the process of painting the scene of the crowning of the Emperor Napoleon and Josephine, David was even visited by the Pope, which is interesting for a revolutionary who was part of a group who demanded the secularization of a nation. Napoleon became emperor in 1804, crowning himself and then crowning Josephine. The Pope was present for these proceedings and had originally been the one who was to crown Napoleon, before Napoleon took the crown and crowned himself instead. Which is also very interesting considering how anti-religion the revolution had tried to be. Napoleon, who was eager to not be from the line of the monarchy, used emblems from monarchy tombs that linked him to the reign of Charlemagne, the favorite king of the papacy, and the Merovingians, the earliest rulers of the geographical area known as France, then Gaul. To understand just how politically crafty this maneuver is, let's talk about the French history of bees. The Merovingians were considered the first kings of France and ruled from about 400 current epoch. 300 of these golden garnet bees depicted on the right had been found during the mid-1600s in the tomb of Childeric I, along with other artifacts, most of which was stolen in the 1830s, and only these two bees here and a few other pieces were ever found, at the bottom of a river in the 1800s. To the Merovingians, the bee was sacred and divine and a symbol of their power. Interestingly, there is an argument that the symbol of the Merovingian bee evolved into the fleur-de-lis. This theory was disputed and discredited by historians in the 1800s after Napoleon's reign because this argument would have given credence to the Bourbon monarchy's claim of a Merovingian bloodline right to the throne. Also, the fleur-de-lis, as the name suggests, was popularly believed to represent a lily, or more precisely, an iris. Alternatively, the fleur-de-lis could also have come from the shape of the sting of the early Frank dynasty, also known as the Merovingians. A sting was a kind of spear. Some argue that Napoleon didn't claim the bee as his personal symbol because of the Merovingian dynasty, but because he refused to spend money to redecorate the palace. He couldn't leave the fleur-de-lis-covered curtains intact, as the fleur-de-lis was a symbol of the previous monarchy, so he had the curtains rehung upside down and said the symbol of overthrown royalty was now a bee and his symbol. While this argument may have merit, it seems logical that Napoleon's adoption of the bee was to claim the first kings of the realm's symbol of authority, and to connect himself with that tradition of rule. In many images of Napoleon, his bee symbol appears, and he had bees stitched into his coronation robes. Napoleon's claimed connection to the ancient rulers of France went deeper than simply taking bees as a brand. He forged a connection between his rule and the power of the Vatican. The Merovingian rulers were staunchly Roman Catholic, and Napoleon knew he needed the support of the Roman Catholic Church if his reign over France was to have any kind of power. However, the last Merovingian king was deposed by Pope Zachary in the mid-700s and replaced by Pepin the Short. Pepin was the father of Charles I, who was later known as Charles the Great, Carolus Magnus, and Charlemagne. The list of names Charlemagne was known by didn't stop there. His title also included King of the Franks, Protector of the Papacy, Ruler of Western Europe, and the Father of Europe. The scepter Napoleon received at his coronation was after the Order of Charlemagne, and the crown, which wasn't the same crown used by the regime monarchy, was made to look medieval and called the Crown of Charlemagne. It was not actually the Crown of Charlemagne.